Tonight, we are going to be introducing, Frank and I are going to be introducing a gentleman who is a leader in our state, South Carolina. He has recently taken on the responsibilities of becoming a regional manager for the Greenville, South Carolina area, putting his credit card on the line, starting up meetings, being the leader, influencing the marketplace to grow and explode. And we have met Mr. Eddie Bales, I guess, a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressed with the presentation.
I started talking to him 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, you know, timing's everything.
I know.
Timing is everything. And we're so excited about him being a part of the leadership team for the state of South Carolina. And he is part of Mike Hume's organization. And we are just very honored that he is going to be a part of our regional manager, yes, team here in South Carolina. And we want to share Mr. Eddie Bales and let all of our team get to know him. You may or may not be near South Carolina. A lot of you are. And a lot of you know people in the upstate of South Carolina that you'll be wanting to send to the events that he's setting up there. And so,
I really like this.
And we're running a little behind. I apologize via text to Mr. Bales. Usually we're introducing our guest speaker by about 10 till, but I think he's good to go, and we're excited to have him on board. Mr. Bales, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can. And if you would begin by sharing with everybody on the team here a little bit about your background and anything on that end that you'd like to share with the team, and then I know you've got some great training plans.
Yeah, where are you from? You're married? We want to know where your tattoos are.
Frank wants to know all the details.
Good stuff. Well, I'm excited to be on the call tonight, really honored, and I'm not going to keep you all long, but, you know, I was born and raised in Buffalo, New York, and, you know, started the business back in 2002, actually. And so I've been around for a little while, and just excited, you know, was started out as a broke college student. That's where I was. And I was just looking for a way to earn some extra income without getting another job, because at that time I had 3 jobs, 20 years old, trying to make my way through life. And, you know, my first check in Legal Shield was about $565, and I know that's not a lot to everyone here on the line, but it was a lot to me because a light bulb went off. I realized I didn't have to work 8 hours a day for 5 days a week in order to earn it. And so I kept on doing it and working it and working it. And then over a short period of time, it started to turn into a full-time income. And so, you know, I'm just excited about what it's done. My wife and I, we've been able to have our first home built here up in Simpsonville, South Carolina. And we've just been able to travel and just do things, you know, live a better lifestyle just because of Legal Shield. And so we're really excited. I was actually regional manager up in the upstate market in western New York. And so glad to come down here and do it as well. So I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Coyne.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah. Well, you know what? I didn't realize you had 3 jobs when you started out here, and what a great story for everybody that we know that's in college or everybody that we know that's got more than one job.
Eddie, do you have children? Do I have children?
No children yet.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, when you make a little more money, you take some time off and go for that.
Yes, sir.
All right. And, you know, I know you are a big proponent of the system about how to grow our business, so if you would share some of those tips with our team, because we know you're very successful in moving forward and growing your business. So we'd love to hear some great ideas from you.
Absolutely. Well, it's so funny you guys were talking about recruiting, and that's really the direction of where the company's going is recruiting. And I want to say something to everybody here. I've never been a top recruiter, and I've never been a top membership getter. But one thing I understood is I really locked on to this concept of leverage, because I realized that, you know, I'm not the greatest salesperson in the world, but if I can build as big of a team as I can, then I don't have to be a greatest salesperson. We can all grow together. So that's really what I focused on is recruiting over the years. And so I just wanted to share a few things about that And one thing, the biggest thing, the first thing is that you got to believe that you can recruit. You know, some folks, you know, if you don't believe you can do it, it's not going to happen. And I know the Acorns are heavy components of affirmations. In fact, I think I read one of their affirmations and I thought it was amazing. But one of the things that I say on a regular basis is I'm a recruiting magnet. Everybody wants to join my team. And I just say that over and over and over. And the more I say it, the more I start to believe it. And when I talk to people, it's unequivocal. They're getting in my business, and that's just the way it is because I believe it. So it has to start with the belief, if nothing else. That's the first thing. And then you got to focus on it. You know, I think there's nothing wrong with focusing on getting memberships, but if you're the type of person who may get 3 or 4 or 5 memberships, then you only have 3 or 4 or 5 memberships. But once you start to build a team and you have 3 or 4 other people doing that, now you have 9 and 15 and 20 and 25, and it continues to grow because of the law of compounded interest. So that's why recruiting is so amazing, because you can compound your efforts 1,000 times with the law of recruiting. And I decided a long time ago that I wanted to not just add, I wanted to multiply. And so that's what recruiting will do for you. But it's got to be a focus. One of the gentlemen on my team, he was focusing heavily on memberships, and so he was in performance club every single month, but he never really got anywhere close to Power 20. And now, to his amazement, you know, I told him, hey, if you shift and focus on it, even when you're prospecting and kind of lead with the opportunity. Now, everyone has different philosophies, of course, but he started to lead with the opportunity. And what happened is now he's got 3 Power 20s in his organization. And that's the power of just shifting your focus on recruiting. And so the other thing I wanted to talk about in terms of recruiting is, you know, I was at a big event, and this one was a light bulb for me, because they said, hey, everyone that's recruited 5 people, stand up. And so a lot of people stood up. They had their chest out because they were excited. And then they said, okay, well, if you've recruited 10 people, stay standing. And then some people dropped. But it was still a good crowd standing. And then they said, if you've recruited 20 people, stay standing. Then a bunch of people dropped, right? And then they got up to 30 and 40 and 50. And then I started to look around the room. The only people, when they got to about 50, that were still standing were executive directors that were sitting on the floor. And that's when the light bulb went off in my head that's how big builders are building this business from recruiting. So I don't need to tell you guys how important it is. I think we all know. But the biggest part of it is just talking to as many people as you can. You know, we say 2 exposures a day, and if you're full-time, 3 to 5 exposures. But I say if you want to earn a full-time income part-time, then do full-time activity while you're part-time. We can all squeeze the extra, you know, half hour or just some extra time just to get that extra exposure, those extra exposures every single day, and being consistent where we can start to turn that into recruits. It's all a numbers game. And so, you know, it's the law of sowing and reaping. If you continue to sow, you will definitely get a harvest. And, of course, 3-way calls, that's the biggest part of this whole engine is making sure that we're taking ourselves out the picture. It's not all about us, but they can see other people in the business who are having a lot of success, even if you're having success. Sometimes we can be our own worst enemy because we start to get too good. And so, you know, just taking ourselves out the picture and doing those 3-way calls and letting someone see someone else, telling other stories of people who, you know, mirror and matching. So maybe you're talking to a policeman. Well, I'm sure we've got folks in the profiles of success book. That's another tool that you can use. Show the people who are in the book who are having success with that in that profession. So, I mean, I can go on and on when it comes to that. But, you know, the biggest key is, you know, some will, some won't. So what next? I mean, we just got to keep on going to the next person. It's January 2014, and folks are wanting to do 2 things. They want to make more money and lose weight. And I said it on another call, but we can't help them with the lose weight part, but we can help them make money. And people are looking, they're reevaluating. You know, one of my associates had someone just join their business just off of Facebook. I mean, you know, they just signed up. He didn't even know that they signed up. It's just that time of the year where people are reflecting and they're wanting to change. They're wanting something different. And we got to capitalize on this time and help as many people as we can. So I can go on and on, but Mr. Coyne, I would turn it over to you.
Great job. I mean, that was Teresa taking notes like crazy here.
I know. And that example of the ED standing up, the only ones that have recruited 50 or more, very interesting, very insightful. And if that, I'm so glad you shared that example.
Yeah, we'll do that one.
I think that
Eddie brings it.
I've seen that done a couple ways, but never exactly that way. And that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
That speaks volumes. It sure does. So we certainly concur with everything that you have said, multiplying, not just adding. We all love the membership. And, you know, and it's funny. Tell me if you agree with this, Mr. Bales. I think in other network marketing companies, their product is not that exciting, and so it doesn't really get in the way of recruiting. It's almost like it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a cream or whether it's a cell phone or I don't even know what their, you know, coffee or whatever's out there. You know, there's just, and there's competition. If you can buy it everywhere else, you can get it on eBay. So there's not that much. There's not that much energy around whatever product it is, because it's really just a reason to.
So you're saying because the product is not exciting, they just focus on recruiting.
Yeah. And so I just want to make the statement here that we need
a dull product is what we need.
I just think that one of the reasons that we are talking about this is that we have such a great product that
we didn't let him answer the question.
Oh, I sure didn't. So sorry. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right. I totally agree with that. I mean, that's why I have so much passion around it, because not only is the service so great, you said it. I mean, that you can't get it in down aisle two at Walmart. It's just not going to happen. We're the only thing that's marked down, not marked up. Everything else is pretty much marked up, and you can get it somewhere else. And so we got the best of both worlds. We got the greatest service in the world, and then we got the greatest compensation plan, the greatest business opportunity.
Absolutely. Well said.
We ought to tape that.
It is taped.
Hey, we are so excited about you being with the company and in a management position now. And
once again,
taking more responsibility and, you know, and down here helping all of us and every line. I mean, not just our line, obviously. And for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on our group call tonight, we really thank you for doing that.
Yeah, the whole team thanks you very much.
Yeah.
I'm just excited to work closely with you, and just want to invite everybody to go to the South Carolina. In fact, for those of you who don't know, all the events are posted on Legal Shield, spell it out, and then calendar.com. And you can go to every state there, and you can see all the meetings posted and all the details and print out those pages almost like a flyer. And so just know that, and know that you've got some great places to send your guests all over the United States, and certainly with us here in South Carolina, we would love to take care of anybody that you send, whether it's upstate, downstate, or wherever. So they're all going to be in good hands here. So, Mr. Bales, thank you so much for being on our call tonight. Thank you very much for your training, your insight into recruiting, and thank you once again for stepping up and becoming a regional manager for us in South Carolina.
Yeah, we don't let just anybody on here, Mr. Bales.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. It's an honor.
All right. Is that about a wrap?
That's a wrap. I've got an announcement. You may want to hear this.
Oh, no. I want to hear this. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm going to start with this announcement that we have a big regional event with like a dozen Millionaire Club members or so speaking, including Mr. Stonecipher, speaking in Atlanta this weekend. And those tickets sold out yesterday.
Wow.
I have gotten calls and texts all day long with people saying, you know, they're just upset because they didn't get any tickets. They didn't expect that. Well, here's what I want you to know. Las Vegas is going to sell out. So please, I mean, I know many of you are going to come ahead and go to Atlanta. There'll be, I'm sure people got extra tickets, and there'll be some, you know, as always, there's going to be people out front selling a handful of tickets. Please do not risk not getting tickets for Las Vegas. We are posting the list in the next day or two, if it's not already there, on our performance site of everybody who's already registered for Las Vegas. We want to see everybody's name on that list. We don't want to take any chances of you not being in Las Vegas with us. That's going to be the most important event ever in the history of the company. And it's in Las Vegas, a great place to have the event. The first time, very first time that I know of, well, since in the 15, 16 years we've been with the company, the very first time that the annual international convention has not been in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, they'll make a big deal out of this one.
So it is going to be over the top in Las Vegas. So just want to tell everybody, because I don't want to hear anybody experiencing, it just breaks my heart to hear all the people who wanted to go to Atlanta and they can't, you know, they can't be sure they're going to get a ticket.
Yeah, and the main thing is let your team know this and go ahead and buy two or three tickets if you can. Can you buy two tickets?
Yes, you can buy several extra tickets.
Yeah, buy them now and then you can sell them to your team to make sure they're going to get them.
Because they'll sell out.
Get your tickets.
We'll all have new people in the organization the last few weeks before the convention.
That's September, right?
It's in April.
I mean, April, yeah.
Yeah.
On my birthday, yeah.
Yes. And so, you know, if you can put it on your credit card, definitely get a few extra tickets because you know people are going to need them after they're sold out. You're going to have people on the team that are new that want to go and all that. So that's our advice tonight. Get those tickets. And for those of you headed to Atlanta, we look forward to seeing you there. We're going to have a great briefing and
a
platinum Q&A panel. That's always a ton of fun, and it's Steve Melia, Mike Melia, Frank and I, and I'm not sure who else, if anybody else, but you can imagine it's going to be a little bit crazy, so that's going to be fun on Friday night.
I'm going to pick on Steve.
And then
listen, I want to take a vote. If Steve and I got in a fist fight, who do y'all think would win?
Well,
I would.
He's half your age.
I'd kick his butt.
Like yeah, right. You're funny. And then training all day Saturday. It is packed. Rip Mason's going to be there. I know a lot of you are driving in from
you
around the
behave.
Country.
Rip Mason's going to be there?
Yeah.
I can't say the stuff I was going to say.
Uh-oh. Oh, he's going to have to straighten up.
Well, so, let's thank all these people.
Yes. So thank you tonight for all of you who made this a great call. Glenda, thanks for being a host.
And Chris LeMenil, right? She was on there?
Yes.
Ron Kutcher?
Mm-hmm. And Veronica Respis did a fantastic job, as well as Myra Martin. Thank you so very much. And, of course, Eddie Bales was over the top.
Yep.
Focus on recruiting. Love it. It was concise, powerful, and can't thank him enough.
And thank all y'all. And I got one little thing I heard. It was kind of cute. You want to hear this?
Sure.
It says, I used to believe in freedom of speech until I got my first phone bill.
Okay, Frank.
Well, I mean, that's pretty listen, everybody, thank y'all. This is Frank and Teresa speaking to y'all from sunny Charleston, South Carolina, saying thanks for all you do. And
thank you for calling Nathan Wallace. My name is Michelle. May I please have the phone number that you're calling about today?
Wow, I have no idea what that is, but
we'll mute her.
We'll mute that. I'm not sure what
I think
is.
They're selling that new Oriental material, cosmetic. Okay, thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all. Have a great week. Very productive. And,
what was that?
And we look forward to next week's call. Thank you.
What in the world?
I don't know.